Okay, AER May 10th, middle page, Kufhei, quote from the Ramban, and he's addressing the question of how does learning a Daf Gemara inculcate Emuna. Quote from the Ramban right in the middle there, Yisiru pen yasum in a leiv, shenodiyim levanim levnevanim ledaros olam. We were warned lest we remove them from the heart, meaning we should transmit them, make them known to our children and our children's children for all the generations. And don't make a mistake about this. When it says in the Gemara Kedushin, first parak there, that the children and the grandchildren, that limud haTorah means limud emuna, means belief in the faith in the Torah. Hinenu lomdim Gemara, we learn Gemara, kol sugya mevusesus al pasuk, or halacha moshe v'sinoi. Every sugya, where do halacha concepts come from? And some Gemaras are darshaning psukim, or just interpreting simply what a pasuk means. In others, there's no pasuk behind it, but where is it coming from? It may be halacha l'moshe m'sinai, which means that it's part of the Masara, doesn't have a written source. V'chol ribui ha'halacha es ha'takonos v'agzeiros noveya mirov ha'morav ha'pachan v'vnei d'var Hashem zu halacha. And all the abundant halachos, institutions from Chazal, protective measures, stem from the abundant awe and fear of the word of Hashem, which is halacha. Hashem, the word, means the way he tells us to behave, and therefore we have protective things to make sure we don't violate it. Chazal HaKadoshim lomdu es dvar Hashem k'nisinasa mehar Sinai. Chazal learned the word of Hashem like the way it was given at Har Sinai, with all of the awe and trepidation, and the takanas they made to protect it reflect that. Umikra malehu, it's a pasuk. It says, make it known to your children and your grandchildren. The next words are the day you stood before Hashem your God in Chorev, which is Sinai. The Gemara is talking about why certain behavior that comes from lack of fear is not acceptable in Talmud Torah. And it says, because it says, you'll make the mitzvahs known, and the next words say the day you stood at Har Sinai. So just like Har Sinai was an awesome experience, a frightful experience, so too when you study Torah it has to be with that trepidation. And so it's really a question he's addressing, which everybody talks about in that Gemara. What does it mean, just like Har Sinai was a frightful experience, so too when you learn Torah, every time it has to be, the Gemara in Brachos there is talking about every time you learn Torah. Har Sinai had thunder and lightning and the voice of Hashem, and open up a Gemara, it's not necessarily the same experience, but yet the Gemara is making an equation between the two. So he's showing us one angle of this. He's saying when you learn Gemara, you see the more impacha that Chazal had for the word of Hashem. The nofil gamaleinu apacha midvar Hashem, we also see it. V'roim gama nachnim b'moeinenu halo kodvarika ishnu Hashem. And we also see with our eyes, behold, my words are like fire, the word of Hashem. I always felt that the Gemara is telling you, you have to visualize it. Not that it happens automatically. He's almost saying, like, if you learn Gemara properly, you feel it automatically. It's a little hard.
Is that a Nir Shemayim?
Yeah, that's what he means. He means that if you, from learning a Gemara, now the whole premise of it is the Durabonon, that it's not really what the Torah says, but our Chachamim were making a safeguard around the word of Hashem. The whole premise of the Gemara is an awe for the word of Hashem. It may have to be a certain madrega to feel that. But he says, Kazehu mishpat dvar Torah, mishpat limud Torah. This is the, mishpat here doesn't mean law, it means like the state of being. of Divrei Torah and of studying Torah. Rabbeinu Hagaon, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta Zechut Tzadok Livroch L'chayel Mabo, Belamdo HaMishnah Rishon Rav Matzia Lama Kach. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, when he learned opening Mishnah, and this was just an example, above Matzia, he learned it like this, Shnayim Ochsen Batalas, two people are holding out to Batalas, Zerom Ranimitzasi, Zerom Ranimitzasi, this one says I found, this one says I found it. Omer HaBori Olam, etc. Yachloku. The creator of the world says they should split it. Mish doesn't say the creator of the world says, but when you're learning halacha, you're learning the Dvar Hashem. Again, I think it takes a certain reminder and perspective. Kol halomei Torah lomid memeila gam emunas haTorah. Anybody who learns Torah naturally, automatically learns the faith in Torah. I would add, if he approaches it that way, there are people who learn Talmud as a study, and it doesn't happen. It has to mean for it to work that way, but if he does, Acha Ovid Lahamek Lachazek as a Munoso Nigash the Limud of a Sima slave, Kiflaim Yikne Benafsha Munas a Torah. He says, anybody who learns Torah, it's Memela, it's automatic that he'll gain faith in Torah. But a person who works to deepen and strengthen his emunah, and he approaches the study with attention to this, so kiflayim, his will be manifold, it'll be double, he'll acquire the faith in Torah. Oved ze kishu ponel habriya, this servant of Hashem, this Oved, when he turns to the world, mahi omer esla. We're talking about this whole section is how to work on emunah. So he just spoke about studying Torah. Now he's talking about when he looks at the world, the Bria. What does it say to him? Harei kvar lamadnu estiver haramban. We already learned the word haramban. She'ein la'elyon betachtona machefetz milvad zeh she'yeda adam v'yoda le'lkov shevarao. The Eivishter has no interest in what's down below. Eivishter means the one above. Except that he should know and acknowledge that he created him. Osa ikr me munaso, a person who makes his faith a primary thing, kishu sam daitol yitzurim kulam, when he pays attention, when he applies his mind to all the creatures, everything that's created, olam chadash misgal lefnei einav, a new world is revealed before his eyes, lo shu motzi bi yitzurim rayos ala munaso, asher kilu emunaso rafefes me bo. It's not that he sees proofs. Some people are always looking for the proof. You know, could it have happened randomly? He's not talking about it. It's not that he finds new proofs in the creatures of the world, and there are books that do this. He doesn't need it. It's not like his amuna was weak and now he found a proof. Hasmi lahazkir. Don't even mention such a thing. Emunah has a kukula raya seinena emunah. Faith that needs proofs is not faith. It's a saying to the non-believer, there are no answers, and to the believer there are no questions. If he has no questions, he doesn't need proofs. Emunah by definition means faith, not knowledge. Aval halo kvar birarnu ki ikar emunah hi belev. It's in the heart. Together viyadata yama shavosa levacha ki Hashem Elokim. You'll know today, and you'll drive it home to your heart that Hashem is God. Ukdei liknos emuna belev kinyan amiti mochrachem lachadish tamid tzirim chadashim lachazkim ma'amitim kol anfei emuna. He needs to constantly create new, I would call it new vividness in his mind. He has to walk down the street and see in everything around him Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. Not that it's because he proved it, it proves it to him, but because he sees it, he feels it. The more he walks around and sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything around him, the stronger his emunah becomes. I will continue next week.
I sort of glossed over and I can't really find it.